I mean, I turn on the news and I see all these things happening. I got my cup of coffee. And to me, it just looks like real life. But what does it look like to him? What does it look like to him? So I had to get some kind of a mindset. I wasn't looking for some bizarre experience. I was trying to get an understanding. Lord, what does it all look like through your eyes? Lord, show me what it all looks like through your eyes. And here's where the story gets very, very tricky. It was like a moment of time. And what happened inside of me was, in a word, heartbreak. Like I never imagined a heart could break. It was like just a shot of pain rifled through my heart. And it was so severe that I had a physical reaction. I couldn't get my breath. It knocked the wind out of me. And I just exploded in tears. Some of you have read a book that I wrote about this, and there was someone taking pictures and you saw the pictures. I mean, one minute I'm just normal, and the next minute just anguish on my face, and just weeping and trying to get my breath. That pain was just, it was just a fraction of a moment in time. And I'm convinced it was so short a moment of time, because had it been much longer, I would have had a total emotional breakdown. That's how devastating the pain was. And in the middle of that, a scripture rose in my heart. And I'm going to guess that most of you in this room understand what I'm talking about. A scripture just rose and he had compassion on the crowds, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And through my tears and all of that, I knew deep in my heart, in the ways that the Lord deals with me, that he was giving me a glimpse of a billionth, of a billionth, of a billionth of his heartbreak for the pain of lost people, for the pain of people who need only turn to him. And I remember I couldn't gather my emotions for over an hour, and I went and sat down on this little mud wall. We were filming in Morocco. And like I said, it was only the third day or so of shooting. No one knew me, and they really they didn't understand what was going on. And I sat there just weeping and weeping and weeping in the middle of all the extras. And the director, his name is Reg, he came over to me and he said, "Are you okay?" And I'll never forget, I looked up at him, and all I could think to say, I said, "It kills him, Reg. It just kills him." Brothers and sisters, it kills him. If I may, it killed him. The pain of lost people. The people who are sitting next to you at work, they're not just... pain. I'm convinced that when we as a body, and I'm no expert on anything, begin to share his compassion, begin to feel that in our own hearts and our own lives, I'm convinced that's the day the world changes. The minute that coworker sitting next to me sees that I really, really care. The minute that woman going through a terrible divorce, she sees the tears well up in your eyes. That's the moment she sees Jesus.